Stop trying to change the world on Facebook. It's not going to work. That's what we're talking about today in today's Pete's Points. Stay tuned.
Pete's Points. It's time for Pete's Points.
Sundays are leadership by Proverbs. And so I've got Proverbs today, chapter 9, verses 7 through 9, all about rebuking mockers. Listen to this. This is from the NIV. Whoever corrects a mocker invites insults. Whoever rebukes the wicked incurs abuse. Do not rebuke mockers, or they will hate you. Rebuke the wise, and they will love you. Instruct the wise, and they will be wiser still. Teach the righteous, and they will add to their learning. If we were to look at this in the message, it says the following. If you reason with an arrogant cynic, you'll get slapped in the face. If you try to confront bad behavior, you'll get a kick in the shins. So don't waste your time on a scoffer. All you'll get for your pains is abuse. But if you correct those who care about life, that's different. They'll love you for it. Save your breath for the wise. They'll be wiser for it. Tell good people what you know. They'll profit from it. And again, here's where I'm going with this. Here in America, I know we've got a lot of international listeners, but here in America, we've got a big presidential election coming up, and people are posting stuff on Facebook, and then people are going in the comments and telling people why they're wrong, and then people are resorting to name-calling in the comments and calling people stupid, and you're just arguing with these arrogant cynics, and you're just trying to confront all this bad behavior and all these people who are mocking each other, and you're trying to get in and be the voice of reason. Stop. Stop. It's not going to work. There's nothing you can do. Focus your time and energy on the people who are wise. Focus your time and energy on people who want respectful conversation, for those who want to be more righteous and want to learn. Because again, we're trying to get in there, like it says in Proverbs, and help these people who may not be doing it for the right reason. And you're going to get all kinds of abuse, and that just gets you more mad and more mad and more mad. So don't do that. Don't do that. Spend your time coaching, developing people who really want it and want to become better. And that's how you follow this wisdom in the book of Proverbs. Have a great Sunday, everybody.